the Alaska State Legislature is back in session. We'll check in with State Senator Jesse Keel for the latest update. And COVID cases continue to rise in the Haines Borough. And if you're looking for something to do in Haines, the library will set you up on a blind date with a book or maybe a movie. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Alaska's legislators are back in session working on a state budget and trying to reach an agreement on the size of the permanent fund dividend. I checked in with State Senator Jesse Keel about the session so far. Let's talk about, first of all, what's happening with your new session.
The House has started intensive budget work. We're in an interesting position where the price of oil is up for the moment. And so between that and federal infrastructure bill and the last of the federal COVID money, it looks like we've got a little cash around this year. Frankly, that's going to make it tough to make some of the hard decisions that will get Alaska to a long-term stable footing financially, because relatively few legislators are willing to take tough votes when there's a little cash around and they can dodge it for a year. But we're still working on it, protecting the permanent fund, settling the PFD issue.
Well, let's talk about the PFD. So the person who was in charge of it has been fired. What happened?
The Permanent Fund Corporation invests the fund. They got nothing to say about the PFD, except that the executive director was a very staunch voice in opposition to taking extra draws, more than you can sustain in a year, out of the fund to pay for anything. And there is a great mystery as to exactly why she was fired. This is about really whether the board of the Permanent Fund Corporation acted as fiduciaries or whether there was some political or other motive involved.
And the fund had been growing under Ms. Rodell, correct?
It hit or beat every investment benchmark. Yeah. You know, remained one of the lowest cost funds to manage in its type. Had won some awards for being one of the best places to work and investing. If the board of directors had come out and said, we identified 6 unhappy employees and that's why we fired the director, we probably wouldn't have a lot to say. But they just won't give any reason at all. And some of the reporters who've been digging have been finding meetings with the governor just before. One of the governor's commissioners, who is a trustee, was traveling. They were at the same hotel when the meeting took place. There is some very, very concerning stuff, and the legislature needs to dig until we get to the bottom of it. If we're going to protect the fund and keep it away from straight up political use into the future, and let's just be real clear, right? Drawing 5% of the value of that fund is roughly 2/3 of Alaska's income in any given year. It's our financial future right there, the heart and soul of it.
Now, the governor, didn't he just lose a lawsuit over firing an employee unjustly?
That was about a state attorney who was fired for political opinions. And I'm pleased to say that the federal judge found that was a violation of the First Amendment. And look, every governor makes changes in policy jobs, right? Your commissioners and deputy commissioners, your division directors, these people, quite appropriately, can be changed with the governor to reflect the governor's agenda. But it is wildly inappropriate, and frankly, to demand a political loyalty oath, which is what the governor did, over every state employee who happens to not be in a union. This particular state lawyer said, I'd like to keep my job, but this loyalty oath thing is not all right. And she was fired.
So there's a trend of the governor taking these steps to silence people with political views that don't necessarily align with his. Great. Okay, State Senator Jesse Keel, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, much appreciated, Mike. Take care.
That was State Senator Jesse Keel, a Juneau Democrat whose district includes Haines, Skagway, and Clukwan. COVID cases in the Haines Borough continue to climb. The state is reporting 33 positive cases over the last week as of Friday afternoon, with 26 new cases since Wednesday. On Thursday, the Haines Borough EOC reported 0 current hospitalizations, 0 new deaths, and 0 school transmission. COVID testing is available at multiple locations. Free rapid at-home COVID tests are available at the Haines Administration Building on 3rd Avenue during business hours. Residents can make an appointment for a PCR test at the Haines and Cluck One Search Clinics Monday through Friday. COVID vaccines and boosters are also available. In Skagway, the state is reporting 5 new cases over last week. Testing is available at the Dahl Memorial Clinic for $30 during business hours by appointment. COVID vaccines and boosters are available. And the Skagway Traditional Council offers free COVID testing from 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays with no appointment necessary. If you're in Haines and looking for an activity to spark your interest during these bleak COVID winter weeks, the Haines Library will set you up on a blind date with a due date. KHNS's Corinne Smith has more.
There's a new shelf in the lobby of the Haines Library with a series of books and movies wrapped in brown paper and a string of red and pink hearts.
And they've got a little clue on them just saying what they might be about.
That's Library Assistant Director Rebecca Heaton.
And you check them out in the same spirit in which you would check out or attend a blind date. You're kind of committed to a blind date. You can't just peek in the window and say, oh, no, and leave, right? So you can't get to unwrap it and just say, yeah. You have to, once you've committed, you unwrap it and you read the book or you watch the movie.
Like a blind date, this one is all about excitement, intrigue, and opening up to the unknown.
It's a way to encourage people to maybe step out of their genre, their comfort zone, and they might discover an author that they didn't know they loved. Or a genre. They suddenly thought, oh my goodness, I'm a fantasy fan.
Heaton walks around the shelf and reads a few of the clues.
A Merry War of Words. That sounds fun. I bet that one's playful. Class Struggle and Romance. So those are movies, and then some of our books. Friendship Faces Adversity in War. Oh my.
Heaton says library staff came up with the selection, meant for young adults and older, based on variety and appeal.
Things that are interesting that people might have missed. They're maybe old enough that they've kind of slid under the radar for a while. Maybe it's time to bring them back up again. But we definitely were looking for high interest stuff.
After the date, people are encouraged to write a review and enter to win a raffle.
And then once they read it, inside is a little bookmark, a complimentary bookmark. And then there's a slip where they rate their date. And what it says, you know, love at first sight, you know, it grew on me, you know, that kind of stuff. And you put your name on it, contact information, drop it in a jar at the front desk, and we have a drawing for fabulous prizes. It's chocolate.
And although it may seem in the spirit of Valentine's Day, blind dates will be available through the entire month of February. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.